The green and golden frog is the third tree frog in Tasmania. It is found scattered around Tasmania, and it's an easy one to identify. You don't need to pick this frog up to find out what it is, because you can recognise it straight away from a distance. As its name suggests, the green and golden frog is mostly bright green with some golden areas, mainly on the sides, and it has lots of warts on the back. Sometimes it has some light brown blotches as well. This is one of our largest frogs and can grow to be nearly 10 centimetres long. Listen to this strange call. This call is pretty hard to copy, but some people can do it so well that the frogs will answer them. These frogs wait until warm weather to start calling, so listen for them on warm nights. The green and golden frog is strange in other ways besides its call. For one thing, it likes being out in the sun. You may see it sitting on a lily pad in summer, happily calling away. Also, even though it is a tree frog, complete with pads on its fingers and toes, it doesn't climb very much at all. The green and golden frog is also found on the mainland of Australia, where it's called the growling grass frog. Seems like a great name for a frog that sounds like this. That is the last of the tree frogs in Tasmania, but